Om Shanti. Good morning. This song was actually the summary of the Murali today. And it spoke about being seated on the throne in the center of the forehead, basically soul consciousness, and how if we practice that awareness, then it is this that gives us space in God's heart throne and also the throne of the future. Because when you're seated on the throne in the center of the forehead, you're able to be the master of all the senses. And so being the sovereign today is the foundation for being a sovereign in the future. So I wanted to translate that because it is the summary, a very lovely summary. But the subject I want to take up today is a little bit different, connected with Baba's Murali, but more with the Sakar Muralis that we've been hearing in recent times. And if you think about the Sakar Muralis, Baba's talked a lot about faith, and how those with faith will have victory. It's a statement that comes from the Gita, that those who have faith will have victory. And in particular, it defines faith in two different ways. It defines faith as faith in the intellect, and also when there's faith, there's love in the intellect. And so faith, love, intellect, very directly connected. But also, in today's Murali, Baba's talked about how, yes, when you are the king, the sovereign, the master of the physical body, then you make a decision, and it's the intellect that's deciding. You make a decision, and the decision is powerful enough for it to be applied instantly. I see something that I shouldn't be eating, and my intellect decides, no, it's not appropriate, it's not right. And then I still go ahead and eat it. So Baba's asking, what happened to your mastery? What happened to your control? You decided, but you weren't powerful enough to be able to apply it. Food is a little thing, but maybe it's a big thing. But many other aspects in the same way. There's one space. Lechenpai. There's one space in the front if you want. So another situation that Baba's just described, that, and again I'll put it into the context of food. You see something and you pick it up and you eat it, and then afterwards the conscience kicks in and you say, oh, but I shouldn't have. And so faith and love and intellect and the things I do, absolutely connected. And so Baba's talked about how you can have pure elevated thoughts, but are those pure elevated thoughts matching up with your actions? Or is it that in here I'll say that, oh yes, I understand, and I understand so well that I'm able to actually decide what I want to do, how I want to do it, but then between that thought and the action, something else comes in the way and you're not able to manifest that. And so Baba's described it in a very interesting way with much detail. But this is why I wanted to take up the subject of faith in the intellect. And of course, you'll hear the full Murali in just a little while. And another reason why I wanted to take up the subject of faith is because Baba had told us, very early on that the tree will shake. And I was talking about the Brahmin family and the subject of the individual person's faith shaking, but also a group. Because if one person has faith, they can inspire many, many others to have faith. And there's one individual here who came to Baba, and she brought about 40 members of her family to Baba. I'm looking at Kokila Ben. And so one person's faith can inspire 40, and the 40 have inspired others. And so you can see how faith can actually colour many others and inspire others. But equally, if for whatever reason my faith begins to shake, how many does that impact? It actually influences many, many more, because they may stay with Baba, or they may decide to leave Baba, and that's been happening in recent times because of false Babas incarnating or saying that they're incarnating. And so how many get influenced? They might not leave Baba, but to what extent are they influenced to the point where they thought about Baba's knowledge and they decided that yes, this is what they want to do. They had powerful experiences. And then at some point, they question everything. And one of the first questions that arises is not about Baba. The first question that arises is about the family. But I'm not seeing others perfect yet. Well, maybe the question I should ask is, am I perfect now? And if I'm not, then I know that I have more to study, more to practice, and more yoga that I need. But how can I then point the finger to others who are also on the path and say, well, I don't see them perfect, and so how can I have faith? And so faith begins to shake when you see family doing things that aren't 100% as Baba wants them to be. But Baba's told us it's a school. And the ones who did reach 100% have left their bodies and become angels. And so, no, you don't have an example right here in front of you who you can point to and say 100%. And even with the Dadis, it wasn't 100% of the family saying that they were 100%. Even with those souls who really were nearly 100% in their physical form, somebody would complain about this, somebody would complain about that. There were always things to complain about. So faith is important. And sometimes I get asked the question, is it possible to develop faith? Is it possible to make my faith stronger? Maybe some are blessed with faith and some don't have faith and that's it. There's nothing else. Or is it possible to say that, yes, there's something I can do about it? I think you can. The ones who came at the beginning, even that tree shook. And so although several hundreds came, it was only about 400 who surrendered. And out of the 400 who surrendered, I think it was about 350 who actually came to Abu from Karachi. And so 50 had already gone by then. Out of the hundreds who were having visions and coming to the satsang, all this gradually filtered through to 350. And out of the 350, we didn't call all of them daddies. We called maybe a third of them daddies, maybe about 100 of them got that title daddy. And so faith obviously shakes. And on one level we'd say, but surely if you have faith that this is my mother, this is my father, how can that shake? How? But having physical DNA connections is different to just my consciousness and my awareness recognizing Baba. So how can I strengthen my faith? Well, how did I have faith at the start? My faith, and I'm talking about me personally, my faith came through understanding the soul, understanding God. Those two things happened very quickly. And then gradually understanding the family and drama that happened with time, especially drama. Faith in the family came for me earlier than faith in drama. But the first two happened very quickly. And it was not just because I was understanding what Baba had explained, but I was experiencing what Baba had told us. And so that experience of going inside and feeling who I am, just feeling the awareness of the soul, and then how could I not believe it? I understood it, my questions were being answered, and I could feel it, I could experience it. And why the knowledge made so much sense is because all the questions that I had about what was going on inside of me, what's going on with my conscience, how come there are people who say this is right and others who say this is right, and it's very different lifestyles, very different attitudes. What's going on? So that first day, the introduction answered so many questions related to the whole subject of soul and God, and then the next day, God. So can I practice today more and more strongly the awareness of soul? And the more I practice soul consciousness, the more I also practice being connected with Baba, then these two practices are really the foundation. And these two practices actually strengthen my faith, because there is no one else except the knowledge that's come to us through Brahma Baba that is given us the clear detail of what is a soul. And I can challenge anyone who tells me otherwise, really. There's been enough contact with people of other traditions and branches of the tree to make me say this. At that time when I had the faith, I didn't think, well, what does Christianity say? What does this say or that say? It was just what I was understanding. I'd been exposed to different things. But now, today, I know absolutely there is nowhere else where you can get this information about soul. And I have to make sure that my intellect stays very clean, because part of the function of intellect is to hold information, but part of the function of the intellect is also to be my compass, to be the conscience, to be able to lead me in the right direction. And that only happens as I think deeply about Baba's knowledge and apply it, and then see what is the result of that. And so Srimad definitely comes into the whole subject of faith. And so can I start checking what is my belief about myself? And yes, the belief changes from body consciousness to soul consciousness. I am a soul. It's fairly easy to believe that. But some of the other things that dictate what it is I actually do in my behavior are very much connected with what sort of soul am I? Am I a soul who's part of the golden age? Do I relate to the things that Baba's talking to me about when Baba speaks about the golden age? What is the feeling that I have when I hear Baba speak of the golden age? And there's so many different aspects of the golden age that Baba takes up. And Baba uses shorthand language when he's talking about the golden age very often. And so Baba speaks about health and wealth and happiness. And so three words, but in a way that really summarizes what the golden age is. But when I unpack it and I apply it to myself and I see, well, what's the condition today? And wealth, Baba's talking about the wealth of virtues. But also Baba's talking about abundance in everything, no shortage of anything. And so, never mind the jewels and the gold and the things that sometimes you see in the images, but really the whole subject of health, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy relationships, wealth, the wealth, yes, enough and more than enough. One is to say, yes, I have enough. But the other is, I have more than enough. And so I don't need to be anxious or fret. And I don't need to hoard and say, this is mine and you mustn't touch it. So wealth to that extent, that there's an openness and generosity and an abundance. But that's also connected then with all the virtues that I have at that moment. And Baba's described all the qualifications of souls of the golden age when they reach their perfect stage. And Baba asking us, well, how far or how near are you to that stage? So truly, is my belief that I am a soul of the golden age? And if my inner feeling resonates with that, then surely I have to start looking at my own life today and say, am I treading lightly on the earth? This is what they talk about in terms of the deities, that the feet of the deities don't touch the ground. They're talking about how lightly you walk on earth. But also relationships, the quality of interaction. When Baba says, keep looking at Lakshmi and Narayan, it's not their physical form that Baba's talking about. Baba's talking about my aim to be like them, or at least in their family, or at least close. Well, definitely not far away. But what's the quality of my interaction with others? Is it as it would be in the golden age? And if not, then how far away is the golden age still? If my behavior now and what I know of the golden age is very different, then I'm a little bit distant. Or is it that I'm checking and changing? Again, Baba said it's not good enough just to check, because the intellect can say yes and no, but am I applying that? And so cleverness is not cleverness just simply of knowing, but really becoming sensible and applying the understanding in my life, so that the understanding in my life actually then matches Srimad. So a very profound Murali and a very profound situation in terms of where am I at in terms of my faith. And when I think about the golden age, then it's not just the qualities, but most of all, it's the relationships. Why? Because when people would have a bit of difference of opinion, then one or both would go to Mama and say, what's going on? What can we do about it? And Mama would say, do you realize that these are the same deities you have been worshipping in bhakti on the path of devotion? And what was the love and respect that you had for them at that time? And so where has that gone today? And so see each other, not just see myself as a deity soul, but to see others also as deity souls. And what would my behavior with the deities be like? Can I make that happen right now? So checking my mind, my intellect, my sanskaras, but also checking how all this is happening in the reality in my life now today. So enjoy the Murli. And there's several things happening now.